Bachis Yerushalmi corresponding to Bachis Babli, Daf Lamed Ches. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, the last line of the page, Ad Kama. Ad Kama, it should say Ad Kama Yefreis, and to what size slice of bread does one cut? Rebchinna v'yimana chadama ad kezayis, v'chona ama ad pachos mekezayis. Rebchinna and Rebmana argued about this. One said up to a kezayis, which is, unless this is considered stingy, the other one said up to and even less than a kezayis. Man da'ama kezayis kehay de taninan tamon v'kulam pesisim kezayis, man da'ama ad pachos mekezayis tani v'bishmo afilu machzira l'soylusa. The one who said a kezayis is like a Mishnah that teaches in Menachos that and all menachos he breaks into pieces of a kezayis. The one who said less than a kezayis, this is like Rabbi Shmuel taught there, that he even returns them to tiny crumbs like their flour from which they were made. Tani kolaima achav gimel brachos ein melefonav hamitz lech min haaretz b'chol she'ein achav gimel brachos ein melefonav hamitz lech min haaretz. The Bais teaches anything of which one, after eating, recites the three brachos b'chol hamazon, he says before it, Hamuitz Lechem Min Ha'aretz. Anything that one does not say after it, three brachas, he does not say before it, Hamuitz Lechem Min Ha'aretz. Hativan, Hari Pochis Mekazayis, Hari Ein Oimachav Kimon Brachis, Me'atol Yomu Lefonav Hamuitz Lechem Min Ha'aretz. The Gemara asks, well, less than a kazayis of bread, one does not say after it, the three brachas b'chav ha'mozen, if so, he shouldn't have to say before it, Hamuitz Lechem Min Ha'aretz. Rav Yaakov Ba'acha Oimer L'sha Haminim Nitzacha. Rav Yaakov Ba'acha answered that the Braita doesn't teach about the amount eaten, rather it's needed to teach about other species than the five grains, since one does not say after them the three brachos, he does not say before them, Hamaitzi. The Rabbah b'shem Rav, Masubin Asurim, Lit'oim Klum Ad Yitoim HaMavoich. The Rabbah, quoting Rav, said that those reclining who are together with the person reciting the bracha, they may not taste anything until the Mavoich tastes, means they have to be yotzei through his bracha. Rav Shimon Levi, Amar Shosim, Af Al Pi Sholei Shasa. Rav Shimon Levi says those reclining may drink even though the Mavoich did not drink yet. Ma palig, does he argue with Rav? Ma da'ma Rav kushahu kulam zukukim lekika echad, man da'ma Rav Shimon Levi kushahu kol echad ve'echad koisai ve'yadai. No, Rav discusses when all of them need to eat from one loaf over which this individual blessed. Rav Shimon Levi discusses when each person has a cup in his hand and is making his own bracha. Tani ha'mavoch poshad yadai tchila elemorz lachloik loy kovod l'rabbi or l'mishagodom menu b'teiru ha'oshus b'yadai. The Bais says that the Mavoch extends his hand first to take food from the bowl, but if he wanted to show honor to his Rebbe or to someone greater than him in Torah, it's permitted. Rav kad havakatsi havatayim b'smali amaflig b'mini. When Rav blessed and cut the bread, he would taste with his left hand and distribute the slices to the others with his right hand, which is more skilled and works faster, thereby minimizing the time that he had to wait. Rav Huna amar ahein dama sav baruch ein boi mishum hefsek bracha. Have achavona l'turai yesh b'mishum hefsek bracha. Rav Huna said, if one blessed and before he tasted, he said, take baruch, which means the piece over which I blessed, take baruch. This is not a hefsek, means not an interruption to invalidate his bracha. But if he said, give fodder to the cattle, then that's considered an interruption to his bracha and it's not valid. Rav Huna amar hada shisisa b'hada morasa shechikasa oimer alav shehakol niyeh b'dvoi. Rav Huna said, shisisa, which is made from flour ground with parched grain, and minced morsa, which is made from dates, one blesses shehakol niyeh b'dvoi on them. Rav Huna amar hari shenasa nasech pir v'shachach olei birich imayi mashkim polton imayi oichlim masalkon ustadim. Rav Huna said, if one put in his mouth and forgot and didn't bless, if it's liquid, he spits it out. If it's food, he moves it to the sides of his mouth and recites the bracha. Rav Yisrael bar Mari claimed Rav Yosi bar Bun b'shem Rav Yochanan afilo oichlim polten dechiv imala pi telasecha kol hayom tifartecha. Rav Yisrael bar Mari in front of Rav Yosi bar Bun, quoting Rav Yochanan, said that even food he spits it out because the pasuk says in Tehillim ayin aleph perek pasuk ches, fill my mouth with your praises. All of the day is I'm giving you splendor. Means one's mouth should be full of Hashem's praise. One should not bless with something inside it. One who consumes raw wheat blesses on it. If he baked the wheat into bread and cooked it, if the pieces are still intact, he says Hamoitz Lechem Min Ha'aretz and three brachos. If the pieces are not intact, he says, and one bracha may ein shalosh which mentions the theme of the three brachos of Berachas Hamazon, and that's what we call Al HaMechia. Ad Kama Yuproseis, how big must the pieces be? Rav Yosi Rabun, Kahana Bar Malkia, B'Shem Rav, Ad Kaveisim. Rav Yosi Rabun and Kahana Bar Malkia said in the name of Rav, they must be at least Kaveisim.